This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
European regulators have cleared the way for Universal Music Group to buy EMI. The $1.9 billion deal would create a behemoth in the music world, though it still has to be approved by U.S. regulators. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with the details. Good morning.
Hello, Jeremy.
So this has been a pretty long journey for these companies, Stephen.
Yes, especially for EMI. I mean, this was the deal too far for private equity, you remember. EMI, this world-famous recording company, the company that famously recorded the Beatles, was bought by a private equity firm in 2007, just a few weeks before the global financial crisis hit. It proved a horrible buy for the company. Citigroup had put up most of the cash for the deal. The private equity firm defaulted. There was a bitter lawsuit between Citi and the private equity firm, and Citi wound up owning EMI. It sold the music publishing to Sony, and last year it agreed to sell the recording division to Universal for, as you say, $1.9 billion. That deal clearly raised competition concerns.
Well, and what is Universal going to have to get rid of to appease the regulators on that front?
Well, quite a bit. They're going to have to sell some of EMI's most valuable labels. Parlophone, for example, which has artists like Pink Floyd, Kylie Minogue and Blur. It gets to keep its back catalogue, including The Beatles, The Beach Boys and Robbie Williams. The effect of this divestment, though, will mean the combined group will control less than 40% of the recording market in the European Union. But smaller record rivals are still condemning the takeover. They say Universal is going to absolutely dominate the recording industry in Europe.
And Stephen, I just have to ask quickly, I mean, how much do record companies even matter these days?
Well, that's a very good question. Clearly, Universal feels it matters and it feels it's got a good deal with EMI. But in a world of illegal digital downloading, that is a question. What sort of future is there for a recording industry?
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London.